And in writing about grace, this is a devotional. It's daily readings that are really helping us get back to that center of understanding what grace is. But to tell that story and to define it, you use a lot of different quotes from various different people in a wide community of saints, from those who are still alive to those who have gone to glory. What was your purpose in utilizing so many different voices to communicate that one message?
I wanted to convey the idea of grace based upon, first and foremost, Scripture itself. And so each day begins with a passage of Scripture, and each day is just one page. As you say, it's very short, just a couple of paragraphs, but then finishes with a quote from somebody in church history, as you say, some living, probably most of them dead with Jesus. But what I wanted to do was make that historical connection. Sometimes we fail to realize that, you know, we're not making this up on the fly. We did not invent these theological concepts. They are ancient. In fact, the only theological concepts that are modern are heresies. I mean, they go back, these biblical truths, and so people have believed them and embraced them for centuries and centuries and even for millennia. And so we need to connect ourselves with people of faith throughout the ages. So I'll quote from Luther and Calvin, the Reformers, and I'll quote a lot from Spurgeon, 19th century preacher in London, and then people who are 20th century people primarily, such as John Stott, but a lot of Puritans who were 17th century, and then some contemporary voices as well. There's going to be Tim Keller and John Piper and Max Lucado, but also along the way, lots of people who really understood and grasped and lived out the reality of God's grace. And I think what it does is it gives a touch point where these are real people who we have joined in the great community of faith.